hear about the news on Monday?
My best friend texted me. He said he saw it go across the ticker on TV. He told me I didn't believe him. I thought he was joking. When I looked online, I saw it was true.
Is it strange that you guys and everyone around the world finds out on Twitter, on Facebook, rather than from a coach's mouth? I mean, that's the nature of the world we live in now, but is that strange now?
It's definitely weird, but it's a funny thing, you know. This is what the world has become now. Everything's done online or through word of mouth or whatever. So, you know, it's just part of what it is. You know, I wish we could have found out a different way, but it is what it is.
Did you think it was a joke when you get a text like that?
Yeah, I definitely thought it was joking, you know, but when I looked online and realized it was true. But, you know, like, it's a business, so things like that happen all the time.
Does something like this hammer home that it is a business?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes you realize it a lot more, but you already know it, you know, and I've learned a lot from the older guys, you know, hopping that on to let me know and, you know, telling me how big of a business it is, and definitely learned a lot under Josh. And, you know, when something like that happened, you realize how severe it is in this business.
Obviously, the organization's come under fire recently. Does this lift a little bit of that pressure, a little bit of the outside cloud that has built up as far as negativity goes?
You know, I wouldn't say that it's gonna lift anything. You know, I don't know what type of effect it's gonna have on the organization or whatever. I hope it's a positive effect, you know, but from Josh's stake, it's definitely a negative effect on him and his family. You know, we wish him the best, but, you know, it's, like I said, it's part of the business, and, you know, only time will tell if this is a smart decision or a bad decision or whatever. But, you know, I know one thing, the guys in his locker room and the guys upstairs and the coaching staff, you know, we're gonna keep fighting, we're gonna keep pushing.
What was the team's demeanor today when they showed up?
You know, we knew what we were coming into. We knew, you know, you kind of had a day yesterday to let it soak in a little bit. So, you know, I feel like a lot of the guys came in today ready to work. You know, we know it's part of the business. You know, if I was to get released or whoever was to get released, you know, you still would have to continue. And it's the same with coaches. You know, you hate to see people go, but it's part of the business. And, you know, we wish Josh the best, and we're going to keep pushing and fighting.
Robert, what was your first impression of Eric Stewart?
You know, he said a lot of things that I wanted to hear. You know, he's a lot of energetic guy. He's going to come to work. He's going to push everybody, and we're going to be, you know, going to try to put us in situations to win. And, you know, as a coach, as a player, you can't ask more of a coach than that. And, you know, like I said, only time will tell. And, you know, he's got a real positive feel about him. And, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, getting ready for Arizona and seeing what we can do.
He seems very enthusiastic and wanted to make sure that the team, you know, got that positive energy from him. That's kind of what he told us yesterday. Do you feel like that'll happen and it can be an infectious attitude?
Yeah, you know, the thing about positive energy is it's contagious, you know, especially at a position as the head coach. When you're positive and upbeat and things like that, it trickles down to the players and other coaches and stuff. And we definitely got that feel from him this morning. And, you know, and very positive, and, you know, he seemed hungry and excited about the opportunity. You know, you don't want opportunities to come this way, but when opportunity comes, you got to take advantage of it. And that's what he's going to try to do, and he's going to try to get us to 4-0 in this last month, and, you know, the players are going to do the same.
Joe Ellis mentioned bringing trust and integrity back into this organization. I know they feel like they have a lot of work to do in the front office. That's not necessarily where you focus, obviously, because you're on the field, but would it make a difference to make some of those changes, and in particular, like a John Elway coming in and having more of a role with this team?
You know, John Elway is a great guy, you know, from what I hear, a lot of great things about him, and he's been around a while, so, you know, of course it would be a great addition, but I can't tell you what one guy is better than another. I don't know. That's not my job or whatever, so I'm just going to focus on what I could do and try to stamp Robert Ayers' name in as a guy that they can count on and a guy that's going to be here for the long haul. So that's my job, and that's what I'm focusing on, and, you know, that's what I want to do.